This article addresses the central question: what similarities and differences characterize the approaches of active political factions in Iran towards cyberspace governance and policymaking, and how have these convergences and divergences affected the policymaking process in this domain? Accordingly, it undertakes a comparative analysis of the political discourses that have influenced cyberspace policymaking in the Islamic Republic of Iran. The findings indicate that, although all political factions emphasize the principles of national sovereignty and indigenization in cyberspace, they differ fundamentally with respect to such components as the relationship between freedom and security, the role of the state in regulation, engagement with the international community, and legislative priorities. In this context, principalist factions have predominantly emphasized a restrictive, security-oriented approach centered on stringent technical controls, such as extensive filtering and the development of the national information network from a largely defensive perspective. In contrast, reformist and moderate factions have placed greater emphasis on affirmative and participatory approaches, user empowerment through media literacy, and smart regulation involving civil society institutions. Nevertheless, recurrent policy shifts resulting from changes in governments, the absence of cross-factional consensus on a comprehensive strategic document, institutional overlap among responsible authorities, and the practical predominance of restrictive approaches despite certain affirmative policy rhetoric have contributed to ineffective long-term cyberspace governance, intensified public dissatisfaction. The incomplete realization of the national information network as the desired communications infrastructure and the persistence of a gap between declared and implemented policies. The findings suggest that reforming cyberspace policymaking in Iran, in accordance with the objectives of overarching policy documents, requires moving beyond short-term factional perspectives toward a participatory and adaptive governance model, in which constructive engagement with the global ecosystem, strengthening the digital economy, procedural transparency, and the replacement of restrictive, top-down controls with affirmative, bottom-up approaches are accorded priority.